We'd like for you to look at Matthew chapter 28 with me today. We'll look at Matthew's account of the resurrection, or portion of it. Matthew was a tax collector, and he was good and accustomed with keeping records, much like Luke, who was a physician, a doctor. Luke gave some good, I like Luke to read the Gospel of Luke. But Matthew was good also, and like God always does, he allowed each one, he inspired each one to give the message that he wanted to come across. It's much like when we are preaching, each of us give this account. So we are in Matthew chapter 28 for a portion of it. Father, in Jesus' name, we honor you, we praise you, we glorify you. Speak to our hearts now, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning, and his clothing as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He's not here, for he is risen just as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and indeed he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you." And we want you to consider for a sermon topic today, he keeps his word. He keeps his word. Verse 6 says, just as he said. He is risen just as he said, verse 6. God keeps his word. And that's what I want you to consider today. He keeps his word. In a few days, Lord willing, this week, I will stand before a young man and a young woman to perform marriage ceremony. A very fine young couple. We knew the lady for a long time. She, a friend of my girls. And we will say, as we have said so many, many, many times now, John Doe, Jean Doe, will you have this woman to be your wedded wife, having to hold, for better, for worse, richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, for as long as you both shall live? And he and she will say, I will. Well, I'm so sad to report that many, many times, or sometimes after the weddings that I have performed or others have performed, that I would meet the couple not too long after that, or meet one of them at least, one of them, yes, and say, how are things going? They say, oh, not too good, Pastor. I say, no, I say, I mean, your marriage, how are things going with the marriage? And you say, oh, no, we had an annulment. We had a divorce. I say, you just got married yesterday. Those were my thoughts. And I've been really discouraged and deeply concerned about that. We make those vows. I will. I do. And then forget about them so very soon. But God keeps his covenants and his promises. He keeps his word. So the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the key to the Christian faith. And you may say, why? Because just as he promised, he kept his word. And just as he promised, he's going to keep. He keeps his word today, and he will keep his word in the future. We can be so confident about this, that God will accomplish all that he has promised. He will accomplish all that he has promised. He will keep all that he has promised. Gail and I went to Timothy's brother's funeral this week on Riverside. And he was a deacon, a faithful deacon in the Baptist church he was a member of. And they spoke well of him. Family, of course, there was sadness. And all around us, not too long ago, we were at the Ivies, very sad occasion. But we have this hope, those of us who are Christians, of a brighter day that's coming. And because of the resurrection, we can go to the graveside and look beyond the grave. Because there's hope of a brighter day. A day that's coming when there'll be no more sorrow, sickness, suffering, pain, death, or crying. Because Jesus arose from the dead. The angel descended from heaven with a great demonstration of power. Notice what the scripture said. The earth began to quake as he descended from heaven. And he rolled back the stone. His countenance was like lightning. And his clothing white as snow. He rolled the stone back. The women were concerned about this as they were going to the tomb. Who will roll the stone? So that we can get in. But the angel, in his demonstration of power, came from heaven, rolled the stone back, not for Jesus to get out. He was already out. But roll the stone back so the women can get in. Rolled it back and sat on it. A demonstration of power. In the days of Rome, when the gladiators killed another one, they put their feet on him with their sword. Demonstrating power. Demonstrating victory. I'm the conqueror. And the angel demonstrated this power. Roll the stone, that mighty stone. And sat on it. And so we have this hope today that death will not hold us down. I love the song, "Go Ahead, Drive the Nail in My Hand, You'll See." Yes, because ain't no grave can hold his body down. No grave can hold his body down. So we have that comforting hope of a brighter day. Paul in 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 19. He said those words and speaking about the resurrection. He said, "But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept." And then in verse 19 he says, "If in this life only we have hope in Christ, then we are of all men most miserable." If all we have to look forward to, and praise God for it, is coming to church every Sunday. You know, going through our Bible study, you know, if that's all we have to look forward to, Paul says, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. In our Christian life, in the way we are now, we go through trouble, trials, tribulations. Stress is the word of the hour. Stress is the killer. The doctors tell us, the medical profession tell us, stress is the killer today. And it comes to all of us. Needs are so, devastating. Even some in here this morning, I imagine, like myself, are facing needs. I mean, serious needs. Not only in the area of finances, but in many other ways. But your hope should go beyond this world. The day is coming. And somebody ought to give a little shout on this. The day is coming when there will be no more house payment, no more rent. Oh, Lord. I told my wife, I said, every time when I get some money in one hand and I got a little shout on, praise the Lord, I got some money, the next hand reaches out on the other side, some other hand come and say, "Let me have it." Lord have mercy. Can't keep a dime in my pocket, man. That's the way we are. Stress on this side of life. But a brighter day is coming. A brighter day is coming. He's not here. He's risen just as he said. That's what the angel said. Just as he said, he told you that he was going to arise again. Why seek the living among the dead? He's not here. Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, not an imposter, not a false prophet, as the critics of the Bible claim him to be. But he is the Son of God. He is alive. He is coming back again. And the way the handwriting is on the wall, the evidence is on the wall all around us that he might be coming soon. If I were you, I would get ready, stay ready, and keep ready. Because he's coming back soon. We don't know the day or the hour, but Jesus gave some clues. And we can see it all around us. And so next, here's another thought. We can be certain of our resurrection because Jesus arose from the dead. That's what the scripture teaches. Because he is alive, because he arose, you and I can be certain of our resurrection. Let not your heart be troubled. It's not a promise. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. I will come again. He has risen just as he said. Just as he said. He keeps his word. I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And then 1 Thessalonians 4:13 through 18. I will not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep. And he goes on to say that the trumpet will sound one day. The dead in Christ will rise first. All the dead in Christ, in the cemeteries, in the ocean, wherever they are, all the dead in Christ, the Christians, will rise first. Don't you see how God, we have first place in everything. Then we who remain and are alive, those who are alive, the Christians who are alive at that time when the trumpet sound, will join them, will be caught up together with them, meet the Lord in the air. And Paul ends by saying, so comfort one another with these words. If I were you this morning, I would look beyond the grave and all the other problems that are confronting us. And thank God for the hope of the resurrection of a brighter day. Death is not the end. Death is not the end. We have a future life because Jesus arose from the dead. And the resurrection is a basis, or the basis, of the witness of the church. No other religion can claim, no other religion in the world. Go and visit the burial place of the great religious leaders of our world, and you will find their ashes or their bones entombed. But go to Jerusalem by the tomb, and there you will find an empty tomb. He's not there. He's alive. Just as he said. Jesus is more than just a man who walked upon the earth. He came. He was very man and very God, truly man, truly God. But he is the Son of the living God. And he promised that he is coming again. The hope of that brighter day should keep us going. When things get bad, when we feel down and out, it should keep us going. Thank God, brighter days are coming. And not only that, facing trouble and tribulation and sorrow and problems, remember that his word is throughout the Bible. He gives his word. I will be with you always, even to the end of the world. He who keeps you, neither slumber nor sleep. Call upon me in your day of trouble. I will deliver you. When you pray, pray these scriptures. Pray the scripture. You don't have to remind God, but he's delighted when you quote his word. Use the word when you pray. Quote the word of God when you pray. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Call on me in your day of trouble. Quote it. And believe it with all your heart, because he keeps his word. If I ask for a show of hands right now, including the pulpit, of promises that we have not kept, could not keep, did not keep, my hands would be up first. But you can go to sleep in comfort and peace, knowing that he keeps his word. He told them that. In fact, the disciples didn't understand it. First of all, he said, destroy this temple, and in 3 days, it'll be back up again. You look at those massive columns. The disciples said, Master, are you sure? You sure you had your coffee this morning? Because you can't build these big columns, this building, back in 3 days. Jesus smiled. I'm not talking about this building. It's going to go down anyhow. AD 70, Emperor Titus came and tore the building down, leveled the temple to the ground. But Jesus said, I'm talking about this body. I'm talking about me. I'm talking about me. And they remember these things afterward. The disciples walking on the road to Emmaus from Jerusalem. Jesus walking with them. They're so carried away with sorrow and what has gone down. The crucifixion and all. Now, watch this now. Somebody need to get this morning. They're so carried away with their sorrows, their problem. Some people are so carried away with their problems, with their frustrations and situations, they forget that Jesus is in the house. Can I get an amen? But when they found out, what did they say? Didn't our hearts burn while the man talked to us? Lord have mercy. They should have known. You need to remember that in the midst of don't let your problems and troubles get you down. Your sickness, whatever it is, carry you away. When the doctor say you have cancer, inside you say, praise the Lord. Well, the doctor told a lady, I've been there. I'm talking about something I know of. Told a lady, he came inside. He said, I'm so sorry. Martin Luther King Hospital. You have about two more weeks to live. The cancer has spread all over your body. The lady smiled. She smiled. She said, just a minute, doctor. He came back to the bed. She held his hand, said, doctor, I want to thank you. You have been a good doctor. You've eased the pain in my body. Still smiling, she said, but doctor, I'm not afraid to die. I'm a witness. I was there. I'm not afraid to die. My husband and I have had a good life, and I have made peace with God. Those were her words. Oh, glory be to God. What a testimony. I'm not afraid to die, so don't get carried away when problems come your way. Know that God keeps his word. Some way, somehow, and Romans 28 is still there. We know that all things, how much? Work together for good to them that love. Some way, somehow, God can turn that mess around and make it a blessing. He does it all the time. Turn it around and make it a blessing. In Acts chapter 1, I believe verses 6 through 11, somewhere around there, Jesus told the disciples, okay, guys, I'm gone. Taken up in the cloud. And they stood all, you know, frustrated and everything. And angel again came and said, ye men of Galilee, why stand you gazing up? Why are you gazing up in heaven? This same Jesus is coming back in like manner as you've seen him taken up. Just like he said. Just as he said. Let's look back at the text again with me real quickly. Look now again. I'm going to read. Let me read from verse 5. But the angel answered and said unto the women, do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, not in your grave. He is risen just as he said, come. Now here, now let's get to, watch the scripture. Come. See the place where the Lord lay. That's the word we need to get out today. People need to come and see Jesus. Come and see Jesus. And go quickly. And when we've come to know Jesus as our Savior and Lord, we need to go quickly. It's an urgent message. Go, he didn't just say go, go quickly. And tell his disciples that he's risen from the dead. These guys have retreated and went back. In fact, I believe it was Peter who said, let's go fishing, man. Let's go back to our old trade. It's all over. The good old days are gone. Jesus is dead. Let's go back fishing. Let's go back to do what we do best. Lord have mercy. And some people do that. They say, man, I know it wasn't going to last. They're talking about their life, you know, their marriage or whatever. I know it wasn't going to last. I know she wasn't going to act right. And the brothers, I'm saying that because I heard the brothers. I'm a brother, and I know what we say, how we act. If you don't like it, meet me on the parking lot. I know she wasn't going to act right. I know it wasn't going to last. That's what we say. Lord, have mercy. Put it in God's hand. Amen. He can work it out. Yes. One of the great songs. But go quickly and tell his disciples. Go quickly. That he's risen from the dead. Now watch this now. Down in verse 8, I believe it is. It says, and the women, listen to this now. The women went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy. All confused and everything like that. But they had joy. They were afraid. Didn't know what was going on. But they had joy. And notice again the women. And we want to put women in the back seat, even in the church. But when the disciples ran away, they were there, watching him on the cross. When the disciples went away, they came to the tomb. And now the angel is sending them with the first gospel message. It wasn't a man who preached it. They were the first one to carry the gospel. Did you ever check that out? The women, they were the first one to carry out the gospel. And we say today, let the women keep quiet. Well, Paul was talking about something else, but anyway, let the women keep quiet in the church. Let them sit down and shut their mouth. But they run with great joy. Listen, they run to bring his disciples the word. They ran to tell their brothers that Jesus was alive. Go quickly and tell his disciples to meet him in Galilee. Go quickly. That's the message to you and me today. He is alive just as he said. He keeps his promises. He keeps his covenants. Heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of God will never pass away. Grass withers, the flower fade away, but the word of God stands forever. You can count on it. And if I were you this morning, I would leave with some joy in my heart that I didn't come in here with this morning, knowing that God is going to work it out, no matter what your situation is. I'm a witness and a guarantee. He's going to work it out, whatever your situation is today. There are things that some people don't tell nobody. That's right. There are some things, brothers, that we don't tell our wives. Some things they don't tell us. Some things children don't tell parents. Parents don't tell children. Some people go through some serious things all alone. But you can tell God, because he knows about it anyhow. And I love Isaiah 65:24. Before they call, I will answer. And while they yet speak, and I will hear. That's the God we serve. Never slumber, nor sleep. Always listening. Knows what is going on in your life and mine. Knows before it even occurs. And has the plan already worked out if we walk by faith and not by sight. Here is an old church song. Come see the place where Jesus lay. And hear angelic voices say, He lives who once was slain. Why seek the living amidst the dead? Remember how the Savior said that he would rise again. Jesus is alive. God is alive, just as he said. And today he's offering his salvation. And he will give you eternal life if you haven't accepted him yet. Just as he said. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He's offering everlasting life today, and he will give it just as he said. I have a lot of witness in here this morning that can say yes, amen to that. And so, as you search your heart today, and as you rejoice today in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, let's remember that he keeps his word. And watch this now. One day he's coming back again. He's going to keep his word. He's coming back again. And the thing about it is this. It could be today. It could be tonight. It could be in the morning. No one knows the day or the hour. And Jesus again gave a clue, Matthew 24, 25 and so forth, about signs of the end of his coming. Those signs are all around us today, all around us. And so as we remember that he keeps his word, let us remember that he's coming back again. He's coming back with rewards for the Christians, those who are faithful in Christ. Paul says what? For I'm now ready to be offered up. I've kept the faith. Finish my course. Therefore, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. Some of you are going to receive some crowns. Praise God. He'll give it just as he said. Because he's coming back again. Just as he said. Now, there might be somebody here today. Didn't intend to keep you alone. Who might have never received Christ as your Savior and Lord. Never take him at his word. He said, come unto me again, all you who are weak and heavy laden. I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. Maybe you have something you want to, one of the ministers to pray with you about today. Put it in God's hand. Don't leave like you came. Put it in God's hand and watch how he takes care of it just as he said he would. Just as he said. Just as he said. He will give you eternal life. You can receive it right now this morning. And leave with that hope of a brighter day when you'll arise from the dead and be with him forever. Maybe you want to rededicate your life. You've been a Christian, but you have not been living faithful to the Lord. Maybe you want to come up and pray and rededicate your life. Ministers will come at this time and stand with you. Not only that, but maybe you are looking for a church home. If you are and you don't have a church home, we'll be glad to receive you as a member of the congregation here to worship and serve him here in the city of Compton. If there's one, will you come? Will you stand, please? He's alive, just as he said. He is waiting. Spirit and the bride say, come. Let him who hears say, come. Let him who is athirst come. Take of the water of life freely. I stand at the door and knock. If any man open the door, I will come in to him and he with me. In spite of all the things that the world are saying, the atheists and those who do not believe in God, he's alive, he's real. Criticizing the Bible and everything, God's real, it's the word of God. And if you open your heart to him, he will make himself real to you this morning. Anyone in need of prayer?